some sort of mixture of confusion. But I didn't do this. The parent boy and the pastor's daughter was flying up just so she could be here to see the car and see the credentials. All right, well, this last ceremony.
We're
where should we have a breakfast with the folks there? Do you need to have any of the dining room?
Probably a whole room or something, but you don't need to tell them what it is. I saw it on staff, so it depends on where people are, so I can make their way. Just say it'll be on second floor.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, so, situation today.
Well, I think the line got out. We haven't heard back from Rogers yet on his meeting. He's calling in and wants to reach Henry. Henry should be back shortly.
Where is he?
He's at a meeting somewhere.
I've tried to reach him, I guess.
I don't know specifically where he is. They said he was at a meeting. The word out of the Joint Military Commission on the whether or not the North Vietnamese have brought down the list has not been confirmed. It's only on FIBIS, and that's no confirmation by any sense of me. My judgment is that you should not go today.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
I think it would
be... Well, they got the list before the end of the day.
It's not ranked today.
It isn't right to go out on the top of the list. It was due. I let it come on. I think if they get it, they'll probably get it tomorrow, today or tomorrow.
We'll see. It's nighttime there now.
Cemetery there now. But you're probably not going to get it today. And in your case, I think you should just come on.
That's right. Now, I talked to Friedheim over at Defense today, and they had a thought that Richardson should go out today.
Who was?
Well, you know, you can confirm the fact that we're not sweeping the mines and the fact that the troop withdrawal thing is being held up, but I'm afraid that it takes a little too long.
No, but I don't want that escalated at all.
I think we should hold him.
And they should all, there's no comment. None of that is police. There is no comment that damn stuff. I prefer we want to do that privately to have the insurance there rather than to escalate this.
So now, I have not talked to Henry about this. He apparently talked to Richardson last night and felt that a strong statement might be good by Richardson. I can't make the...
You can't make a judgment
in terms of the...
That's right. We'd like to get Henry. We better get him before you read so that...
Right.
But
my instinct from the standpoint of, and judgment from the standpoint of the news, if you go out today, it's too high. If Richardson goes out today and says something hard and firm, it's going to move this thing up even further.
Don't do it. I just play cool now. Play cool. And
so you're
seeing a thing like this, Henry's judgment is noted is not always the best because until he was going to have me say the mind's ignorance, and I knocked that down. He's going to have you say it. We knocked that out. We've got it at the right level now. I say this in one country. We're trying to say it. We've got that North Vietnamese. And got to give them a chance, like we did in the bombing, a chance to get off this thing as gracefully as possible. I think they can. I think the way it came out yesterday was good. I mean, you also got the press. Saying, well, this is a problem, or all that sort of thing. But that's inevitable. As soon as they furnish the list and they change their tune, aren't you agree?
Yes, sir. Of course, this is testimony to how naive McGovern and this very act. And I've talked to Clausen at the right time to begin to move this around. Nothing proves how naive.
To leave it there?
No, that McGovern and his supporters were. To say, all the United States has to do is just withdraw their troops.
Yeah.
Remember back a year ago, and then the good-hearted, good-natured North Vietnamese would turn over their prisoners. Well, look, even after they signed an agreement along this line, they're using the prisoners as a...
Well, you're quite aware we have to get those prisoners back.
Absolutely.
Hell breaks loose, they're going to have to go. I don't think it's going to happen. It's my judgment.
From the reports out of Paris this morning, out of Saigon, the Bar Service reports, it appears, at least from what the... latest spread is. It appears that their main concern, at least from the reports, is the fact that they get kicked around in the Joint Military Commission.
That's right. Well, they've indicated it. And then,
Not in other words, housing and that type of
thing. That's right. Well, we can handle that. Told the chief we'd get off his ass and handle it. We sent very sharp ones from you. Very sharp ones. Saying, now, goddamn it, don't screw up this pretty birdies. Or you.
Well, I'll call Richardson and our three guys.
Yeah, I think that you should ask him about the chief's visit here or something like that. You should say, well, that's a bit much. Still trying to work. We're working on a date. Call Richardson. Well, I don't know what you should call him until Henry. I don't know.
Well, we're speaking in a holding pattern.
Yeah. Okay. But Henry should be around here sometime, shouldn't he?
I'll go check right now. The other thing, in terms of you going today, and I think one of the key things, you're sure to get a question on aid, and this certainly is no time to respond to a question on aid.
Well, what is your view then? I just like to get my own plans to whether I should go Friday.
I think we'll be able to determine today by at least 2 o'clock how this thing's going to go. And if it looks like the POW list is forthcoming and that we set a date to join military commission for the POWs to come back, then I think you should go on Friday.
Yeah.
If it appears this is going to drag on,
I don't think
you should go on Friday. Because in the press conference where you are going to appear on any discussion of Vietnam, the question of aid, the question of all the prisoners, the question of the agreement is going to come up.
Sure.
And I don't think you want to be out there talking. Of course,
you didn't have anything on the agreement and so forth and so on. You just say we anticipated difficulties and we had them and we always have them. That's why we worked so long to. That's why it's very important that the agreement, that these violations be nipped in the bud at the beginning. And we're going to have to. Both sides we're using our influence of both sides to get it here as can be written.
Yeah,
it's really surprising at this moment. Now, for example, I say the war is going on the same basis what it is. Just not that if you read the number of violations and so forth and so on, it's over for the moment.
We weren't too hard yesterday, I don't think. I think.
Huh?
Were we too hard yesterday, you think?
Hell no, I didn't think so. Let me say, we toned you down a hell of a lot from what Henry wanted.
Yes, sir.
And he may have had second thoughts. I don't know. You know how he is. He's always second guessing everything we ever do after he recommends a much harder course of action. But on the other hand, my view is you did exactly what you should have done. What else did you say? You were firm and so forth. Press as well as the White House seemed to be this. Of course, we're talking to the American audience too. That's what they want.
Even George Shultz said this morning at the Saturday, he said, we're talking about the Roy Ash race, the thing about the aid question. George said, look, he said, the main thing is to get the prisoners back, which was a kind of a gut reaction, not as George normally is. I think that's the
general. I may say to the governor tonight, the aid will not be funded out of, it will be funded out of resistance, and that's another significant.
Of course, if you do that, then there'll be a story tomorrow morning.
I understand. I may not discuss. I suppose there's a problem. If we don't have a POW thing, then they have a story to the effect about aid. You're probably right. Probably not going to.
But this may be solved by this evening.
It may not. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Then I can say something that would be useful. What the hell if the governor should talk about other things?
Okay, let me check Henry and see if he's
heard. Well, why don't you check Henry? Come in. Perhaps as soon as Ron, you getting available, come in. Let me ask you, if it doesn't roll, I have to keep scheduled. If it doesn't roll Friday, I want to get it over with. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I think we should go on. My view is that if it doesn't roll, then
would sort itself out so it could be held on Friday.
Well,
I do think
if I do go Friday, though, my feeling is that I will want to do it at 3 rather than 11, due to the fact that we're going to have a very late night dance.
Of course, if you're free on Monday.
I'd be free, always. Maybe Monday's a better time.
Well, I was just saying, it seems to me that the decision could be made at about 2 o'clock today, or maybe when Henry talks to Rogers, or when it's tomorrow, when it gets into tomorrow morning in Saigon. I think the decision probably...
Well, let me say this. If we did, the only problem about holding this up and saying, well, I'll go Friday and all that sort of thing is frankly that, as you know, it screws all the other scheduling up. We can't... I got a hold of time, so we got jackasses and we have to come in diplomatic channels and our leading schedule and cancel on. But would it be better either to say we go today or we go Monday?
Well, if we had to make the decision right now, my feeling would be it's a mistake to go today and go Monday. At this moment, if the decision would have to be made, I'd say don't go today and go Monday.
Why is Friday?
Well, because I'm not certain how this thing's going to sort itself out.
Well, I mean, let's suppose that tomorrow we get the word to BOW to listen and provide it. Would you rather be on Friday or Monday? Maybe Monday,
right? I still would go for Monday. It's the start of the week.
I think
this has been with Goldemeyer coming and on Thursday, I think Monday's just like...
Well, we have Goldemeyer and the social thing. We've had seminar tonight. We've got Goldemeyer on Thursday. We've got the evening at the White House. Let's just decide
Monday's another day.
Monday or today. And then you see, that'll give me Sunday afternoon, I can pull the thoughts together. Money's a little better.
Mm-hmm.
I might want to do money at 3, but that doesn't bother the rest of you, Tom.
It's 11.
Back, you and Henry go